Well, hello, everybody. I was listening to the news this morning, getting ready to come to work, and I'm watching what's going on in the Middle East and wondering why Israel would want to retaliate against Iran because they retaliated against Israel for bombing their consulate. And so it seems to be like an ongoing tit for tat. Is this what they're going to do with with any goodwill that they might have built up over the months? Which I don't think Israel has any goodwill, but I was just wondering. And then, excuse me, I was watching some stuff about, you know, Russia and Ukraine, and it looks like they're about to wrap that up. Ukrainian soldiers are pretty much surrendering in masses. And even the Azov battalion are surrendering. So I'm thinking, okay, that was a big fail for the U.S. to collapse or regime change in Russia. And so their proxy war seems to have kind of come to an end. I mean, we got to spend a lot of money on it. But the reality is when you fuck everything up regarding the monetary system in our economy, what they normally do throughout history is, you know, take their country to war. War pays a lot of money in taxation and savings bonds or whatever they do these days. And so we need a good war. So I'm wondering, are we telling Israel, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, let it go, you know, take the victory, you know, you hit them and they hit you back, you're done, okay, knock it off. And then in some back room, they're like, hey, we need you to really, you know, hit Iran again, and you need to do it, you know, pretty well, so that way they strike back with a lot more energy. And then that gets us involved as America. And by doing that, Russia and China have said, well, we're not going to let that happen. So then they get involved. So it's more of a direct one-on-one proxy war, which seems to be the favorite thing for folks to do, you know, political leaders in America, is to just continue to be dumbasses and drag in the big dogs in the fight. And I guess it's worked for years, you know. So I was just wondering, and maybe some of you have some input on this, that is that what they're trying to do, is really ramp up some kind of problem with Russia and China? Because they're already saying, you know, well, we kind of agree with the one China policy regarding Taiwan and blah, blah, blah. And trying to play it really cool. But in the back channels, is this just some big scheme to drag us into a real legitimate World War III? You know, that would be all hands on deck. Kind of like World War I and World War II, where it was, you know, it was top of the news cycle in every country in the world for quite a while. And that is really good for the economy and PR for a country, even as fucked up and loathsome as America. So as you can tell through some of my podcasts throughout this whole thing with Ukraine, is I'm a Russian supporter. I believe it was not unprovoked. I believe Russia had every reason and right on the planet to go into Ukraine and start slapping around the bully and saying, stop raping my sister. I mean, what guy among any of my listeners here would not step in, even if your sister is married to this guy and he's abusive and she comes over crying, or she's got a black eye, and this is going on for 14 fucking years. And eventually you just find them at some bar and you beat them up. You and your friends just literally kick his ass and say, stop it. You know, next time my sister's going to be a widow because I'm going to take you out. I've seen it happen throughout history. I've seen it happen with my mom and her, you know, my stepdad was a drunk and kind of abusive. And one day my dad and my uncle almost killed him right there in the living room while I'm watching, you know, and a large rifle was involved in everything. Thank God it didn't escalate beyond that, because then my father would have been in prison probably, even back then. So Russia stead, you know, stepped in and for years, knock it off, quit that shit. Can't you guys just get along, go to counseling, do this, do that, similar bullshit. And then eventually Russia just stepped in and started kicking some ass. And even though the media tried to make us all believe that it was unprovoked and Russia was going to go into Ukraine and take it over, it's like, no, they never said they were going to do that. It's always been a military operation, just like Iraq was, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. It was an operation, Operation Iraqi Freedom. It wasn't war. It was a military operation just like that. So I'm a fan of that, and America showed their true colors in the media, and all the prostitutes out there showed their real colors. And what did we get? Well, you know, this elongated war where everybody hates Russia, even though they're, you know, should be our ally in this situation, but they're not. And then you got, you know, what's going on here in the Middle East. So I was just wondering, it looks like I have a few people coming into my store. So I'm going to call it quits. I want you all to think about that. And maybe in the next hour or two, I'll pop back in live again and bring a little bit more information. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. And we will go from there.